Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
They're called zombie mortgages because critics say they were dead but then came back to life when predatory lenders bought them for pennies on the dollar and then tried to collect huge interest rates. Now the governor is driving a stake through the heart of zombie mortgages by signing a bill introduced by Delegate Marcus Simon, a Democrat from Falls Church.
If you're going to foreclose on somebody's mortgage and take their house, you've got to provide some evidence you've actually been trying to collect on the debt and that you've been sending them bills, they haven't been paying them, there have been interest and fees. It's meant to deter predatory lenders and predatory debt buyers from trying to steal people's homes.
Senate Majority Leader Scott Surville says the new law is aimed at making sure debt buyers will not be stealing equity.
Federal law requires you to be invoiced monthly if you're owed money. And when these companies charge off debt, they stop issuing their invoices. And these consumers think they don't have a debt anymore because they haven't gotten an invoice in 5 years. And that creates the problem. And that's what this is trying to fix.
The governor also signed a bill cracking down on predatory probate lending and another bill limiting the collection of medical debt. I'm Michael Pope.